Chris, we know you've seen this commercial.
Living with genital herpes can be a hassle. Whenever I had an outbreak, it felt like it took days out of my life. But then I talked to my doctor about Valtrex. Just one pill a day helped reduce the number of my outbreaks. And now, I've been outbreak-free for nearly a year. It's a
brand new day. And everything's great. And you see, when you're watching this, let's say you just contracted herpes recently. Hypothetically, Justin, I'm not saying that you should be worried or anything like that.
Well, I have no cause for alarm.
And apparently the number of people in this country who have herpes is just outstanding to justify this many commercials. This thing's constantly on.
Mm-hmm.
And this was on The Shield on a Saturday night, so they know people who have herpes aren't going out Saturday nights right now, whatever it may be. So, like, take this drug, and you too will be able to do stuff like they're doing in this commercial. Like, they're chilling on a dock at one point, kind of relaxing on a chair, you know, like one of those camping-type chairs in the woods. It's a very tropical scene. Riding horses through the mountains and also through the river and flying a kite, you know, with their, it's a couple with their hands, you know, around each other. They're flying the kite together. So cute. They're canoeing at one point. They're carrying the canoe down a dock. It just all looks like a great time. And, you know, to me, the climax of the whole ad, pardon the pun, is piggyback ride through the river. Mm. Yeah, it's just great. It's one of these nice green rivers, you know, looks like it's all tropical and gorgeous. They're hiking up the mountain even. And then to close it all out after this long, great day of in the mountains and everything, even while they have herpes, in between doses of Valtrex, they're chilling out in the hammock. We're just relaxing at the end.
What a nice getaway.
So Justin and I have decided that no one who doesn't have herpes is living this life.
I know. I don't have a lifestyle like that.
And so they're saying, like, hey, if you take this, not only will it cure your herpes, but look at all this fun stuff you'll be doing.
I know.
You know?
Jeez.
It's all good stuff. So we're just trying to see if we can figure out what other commercials are kind of misleading or just almost blatant lies and the effects. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What other commercials are pulling the Valtrex and maybe getting a little bit outrageous with some of their claims? Good morning, Power Hits 97.5.
Funny when those antidepressant commercials and they advertise all of the good effects, and then at the very end they tell you the side effects.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Most of them are diarrhea, headache, nausea, and
bleeding
well,
out the
I'd
eyes.
Rather be depressed.
Yeah, you're right. They cause bleeding out the eyes, and your family may not be able to look at
it
you anymore.
It's not worth it.
But at least you'll be in some kind of euphoria. That's nice.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, the side effects are always good at the end.
Yeah, at least you can be high when you're crapping yourself and you've got a headache and won't see you.
Thanks for the call. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Good morning, Power Hits 97.5.
The Glad commercial with the flip-over plates that you can push down together.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Okay.
So you can make, like, a sealable container with basically disposable plates?
Correct.
Right, okay.
And it tells you right on the commercial that they go from the TV to the microwave. And then when I was flipping it over to use it, it says on the bottom, do not microwave, and it melted all over my food in the microwave.
Oh, wow.
So.
Man. And it's written so small that only once you microwave it and melt it out can you actually read the label that says don't put it in the microwave.
You can actually read it, but it's on the bottom side, so you don't really notice it until you've already flipped the plate over and putting it on top.
Oh, wow. So they blatantly come out and lie and then put a warning on their thing saying not to do that.
It says do not microwave right on the bottom. And even though on the commercial it tells you you can go from the fridge to the microwave, and it even shows them putting it in the microwave.
Wow. Did you end up eating the food?
No, I threw it out.
I probably would have just gone for it. Like, a little plastic. That won't hurt. Maybe add a little flavor. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, because that looked like a good product. I was kind of interested in that, too. I was intrigued, so it's good to hear about it.
Yeah, not a good thing.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
539-9750 or 238-0975. We are calling out false advertisements today.
There's a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah, from the Valtrex commercial that promises that not only will you suppress your genital herpes, but you will live a life of just absolute luxury, camping through the woods and in the mountains and in the river. And this scene doesn't exist anywhere, by the way. I don't know where they filmed this thing at.
Yeah.
Like, what? You can do all this stuff here? There's an ocean and there's mountains? And
I know.
What?
In one day?
How's this possible?
All these things.
How's this working? Good morning, Power Hits 97.5.
Oh, well, I was laughing thinking, listening to your guys' talk about the herpes commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I don't know if you guys remember this, but Pepsi did that thing where if you collected so many Pepsi points, you could get that Harrier jet.
Oh,
there was a kid that won. He collected all those points, and they were trying to tell him they couldn't give him a jet. They ended up having to cough up the money that it would cost to buy one of those things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys caught that on the news or not, but
No, I didn't.
Do you remember that commercial when they were doing the Pepsi points?
Vaguely. How long ago was
it? And they're like, and you could win this, and it shows that kid taking off in a Harrier jet, flying to school. Well, that one of the some kid, ended up collecting all the points, and they had to tell him, well, we can't actually buy you a jet.
Yeah, but some guy at Pepsi lost his job over that idea.
Yeah, you know, that's funny you guys mentioned about the herpes stuff, because like I said, I was just watching TV the other night and I seen one of those Valtrex commercials or whatever. Yeah. I didn't know it was so great to have herpes.
I know, man. I want herpes if it's going to be a lifestyle like that.
Yeah, they're living the life. We're missing out, apparently.
Well, now that they got that herpes mosquito running around, we might have a chance.
There's a herpes mosquito now?
A herpes mosquito, yeah.
Wow.
That sounds like something somebody made up.
Yeah, you're right.
Herpes.
Yeah.
All right, maybe I did. All right.
I got bit in the genitals by a mosquito. Yeah.
Well, you can always tell your old lady that. It was a heavy mosquito, I swear.
Nice. Hey, man, thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys rock. Keep it up.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
539-9750 or 238-0975. We are calling out the advertising community today for their blatant lies from... Like the Valtrex commercial is the number one to me. It's just so funny looking at all these great things these people with herpes have.
Seems pretty phony, yeah.
A hot girlfriend or a good looking boyfriend, if you take it from her perspective, and they're piggybacking through the water and hiking and all this insane stuff, and the sun's out this entire time, and they're squeezing all this into one just herpes filled day. You know, it's just unbelievable. Good morning. You have a commercial you wanted to call out.
Well, it's not so much that I want to call one out, but how would you like to be known as the herpes lady? Like, you're walking down the street, and they're like, oh, you look familiar. And they recognize you from the herpes commercials.